The renovation of one end of Old City Hall is moving along rapidly. The city business office will return once the work is completed. City Director of Finance Peter Karstens is overseeing the project, and he gave me and videographer Doug Haston a tour on Monday morning.
In Old City Hall here, and it's beginning to take shape. Huh?
It is. We've got a few minutes here before they start texturing all the walls. They finished the tape and bedding. And so I guess we could take a few minutes and kind of look around a little bit if you want.
All right.
This is the entranceway, and we actually have two modern bathrooms that are ADA accessible and plenty of room for all the employees that work here, and which is a great improvement to what was before.
Squirrel proof, we hope.
Yes, hopefully so.
Inside
right here
joke.
Is where the counter is going to be.
Okay.
This half wall. The counter will sit right here. And then we've got offices back on over here. And each of them will have storefront glass so that it keeps an open look. And where the old drive-through was is going to be a couple offices.
Mm-hmm.
You might have noticed up front we're getting ready to pour the curb and everything to put the kiosk. We're hoping that'll be here in 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh, good.
So that's coming together.
Your office will still be in here?
Yes, my office is that last one down there, and Kathy and Melissa, and Lisa and Jody down over this way.
We got Gordon in here too? Or?
Gordon is right here to the left. This is the break room. James is going to have an office back in here, and then Gordon, Human Resources, in this room right here.
Okay.
Then we go through this door, and this is the new part. This is the police station. We're doubling the size of the police station. This is the emergency management room. This will be an entrance for bringing in different sorts of situations that the police will be dealing with. The detectives will be on this side of the building.
All right.
And so each of these rooms then is an office for the detectives. This is for a couple offices in here. So we've got a good number of offices now. And then that room, you remember, is part of what used to be the city manager's room, but instead
right.
It's going to have some chairs and maybe a couch in there for somebody that might need to be waiting for a little while. Maybe somebody that's a victim or a witness or whatever might need to be comfortable for a couple hours and have a bathroom, et cetera, et cetera.
All right.
So anyway, we're moving right along. And then one last office. So we've actually, by doing this, have gained a lot of space, a lot of office space.
Sure. What's the time frame now for you?
Well, in the next 3 weeks, we'll be doing the texturing and all the painting. And then after that, we'll be doing the hanging ceiling and start finishing things up, putting in fixtures and lights.
And what's the
Well, we've been saying,
Kiosk arrival, what's your outlook for having that out there?
Hopefully we'll do the concrete work. We've got to take the electrical and the data out there in the next week, and then we'll do the concrete work, and I'm hoping the kiosk will be here in about 3 weeks.
Okay.
So we'll get that put in.
I interrupted you. So.
No, I was going to say that we're still on schedule to be done in July, hopefully maybe a little early from that, and moving in late July, early August. And we'll be approaching the city council in the June meeting about this next side over here of continuing the renovations on the old police station side to make it match to what we're doing over here. We're not going to be doing anywhere near as extensive the work. Mostly, we're going to be proposing to do cosmetic changes so that it will all fit together and be modernized.
Is there a place for the temporary office building in the city plans, or you just want to sell that? Or?
No, those we're renting those by the month,
and we'll
keep them here while we do this side. If the council approves that, and for 3 or 4 months, while the ones that are not moving over here, we'll move over there so that we can get done with that quickly.
Any snags on this project, or been pretty smooth?
Everything's been pretty smooth in comparison to the new city hall. This one's very, 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 very straightforward.
KSST News.